Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill just below our studio here is well worth popping into. The staff are great. The atmosphere is lovely. It's just a nice bar in a nice hotel in a lovely part of North County Dublin. So, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Tom has been in touch with us and he says, "I'd love to come on about this, but I don't want to be branded a racist because I'm far from racist. But I'm disgusted with what happened to my family on Saturday night in the hotel." He actually gave us the name of the hotel. "I had a small room booked in there for my wife's 40th birthday. When we arrived on Saturday evening, outside the hotel was like a ghetto. Dozens of those asylum seekers hanging around outside. Turns out, loads of the rooms in the hotel housed them, and the hotel never told us when we booked it. About 75 men outside, they were intimidating to our family and friends as they arrived, hanging around our cars, and one of them said something sexual to my sister-in-law. It ruined the night, and I asked for the money back, and they said they can't do it. We need you to talk about this and name and shame this hotel, because they should have told us that we were booking a ghetto, not a three-star hotel." Bit dramatic there, Tom. Anyway, that's from a guy called Tom. And he says, "From Tom, not a racist, just a pissed off paying customer." Good man, Tom. So, Tom wants his money back. Now, I assume these asylum seekers staying in the hotel didn't gatecrash the party. No. I assume that didn't happen.
No, there's no suggestion of that as well. By the way, as soon as somebody
said, sorry, they had their party in a private room.
Yeah.
Nobody gatecrashed.
No, the issue appears to be, I mean, the message he sent us is about 6 pages long, to be honest with you. And we didn't want to bore you by reading out the whole thing. But that is basically the edited version. No, we haven't taken anything out. They didn't do anything else. But from what we can gather is, there was a group of these men, and they were all men, outside the hotel as they were coming into the hotel. By the way, this is nothing new. We have a list here of all the hotels in Dublin, north and south, that have refugees or asylum seekers taken in. And the amount of people looking for the name of this hotel, and I'll tell you why we're not giving out the name of this hotel, because some of you are psychopaths, or some people that will hear this podcast are psychopaths, and I'm not going to be responsible for some absolute scumbags torching the place down because they know it's an IPAS centre as well. I don't see the big deal here. Oh, so first of all,
you don't see the big deal here.
So first of all, why? What difference does it make what hotel it is? I don't see the difference. So we're not naming the hotel. We're not naming the hotel. Now, secondly, I don't see what the big deal is. And to say you're not racist, but then to call a place a ghetto because there's a load of black people standing outside it, that's racist.
Okay, one of the issues with a lot of the hotels that are housing asylum seekers is the asylum seekers have not an awful lot to do.
And I get that.
And end up hanging around outside the hotel or whatever because there's shag all to do, yeah?
But you change the details of this from asylum seekers to travellers. Be a completely different conversation.
But that's not what the conversation is.
No, but if it was, if he was giving out about travellers, he'd be deemed disgusting in his attitude. To be honest with you, Tom, and I know you're listening, and I know we're under the one of the reasons he didn't want to come on, what was it, Amanda, he says, because I know what your opinion will be on this, lads. Now, Adrian hasn't even given his opinion, to be honest with you. But I think it is racist, what you said, calling a place a ghetto because
of using the word ghetto, like I said, is a bit of an exaggeration.
And also, I think you're being a bit of a Karen. They didn't wreck your party. They didn't spoil your party. Okay, so you were still able to have the party. I don't know. I have your word to go on that they approached some women outside and made a sexual comment. That could have, put it this way, had that been
a group of heads hanging around outside, you were likely to get that.
Yeah, and you wouldn't have contacted us if it was about this. So you have a bit of a nerve looking for money back. Like, hotels are quite...
Okay, but here's the thing. He wants He wants his money back because he believes he didn't get treated fairly. He should have been. He says he should have been told in advance that there were asylum seekers in the hotel. That's what he's arguing. He should have been told in advance that there are asylum seekers in the hotel. Does he not have a point on that?
When you book a hotel, you have no right to know who the other guests are. That's like the hotel I booked my summer holidays for last year. There was a British. Two British families there, actually, who were as rough Essex families, I think they were. It was as rough as sandpaper. And they absolutely ruined the poolside during the day. So do you think I have a right to ring up a hotel now when I'm booking next summer and say, by the way, just want to know, are there any English shabs staying in your hotel? Because I don't. You don't get to this. The arrogance. The absolute arrogance to think that you deserve to see the manifest for all the hotel guests. No, get over yourself. I really don't see what the issue is here.
You don't see what the issue is there.
No. And I think using the word...
Now, they did stay in the hotel as well. A number of the family and friends stayed after the party in the hotel
again,
the other night.
You stay in hotels all the time. You don't know who else is staying in the next room. So there's human beings that are in this hotel.
0858252626 is our WhatsApp number.
Now, finally, before we go to the calls, I just want to make this very important. We did contact the hotel involved here, mm-hmm. and we're waiting to hear back from them. We told them we were running with this story today. They asked us, were we going to name the hotel? And we said we're not, maybe we will. But we are waiting to hear back from the management of the hotel. They do say they can't comment in individual cases. Amanda asked them straight. Sorry, what was the question you asked them, Amanda? Sorry, do they have international protection? Sorry, so she asked them, are some of the hotel rooms rented out? Well, rented out was probably the wrong word. They're not rented out, but are they given over to people seeking international protection? And they could not confirm that either.
Okay, but I happen to know the hotel, and I happen to know that they do.
The hotel as well. No, I know the hotel as well.
Yeah, they do. There are asylum seekers,
but they obviously don't want to say that because they don't want.
But it's not the entire hotel.
Yeah, but they don't want the far right mob marching on the place.
Jonathan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jonathan?
Good afternoon, Adrian.
Now, this guy Tom is looking for his money back because he's pissed off that the hotel had asylum seekers also staying there, and that he's just annoyed. He's annoyed that they were hanging around outside, making comments at family and friends as they were coming for the party, all of what you heard.
Here's what you're doing to a sense. Like, he didn't get the service that he asked for, and I think the hotel should have been forthcoming because, Jeremy, stop conflating the fucking issues, right? These people are not renting hotel rooms. We are paying for these hotel rooms for these people. It's not like the bloke that arrived or a load of yobs arrived at a hotel where they're paying for their own stay in the hotel.
It's the EU,
trouble.
You're not paying for that. No, the EU are funding that, so.
No, stop. You're silly now. You've been nonsensical. But you're conflating the issue to suit your narrative.
And that's the truth.
That hotel should have told that, man. We'll pay for it in the end. Don't you worry about that.
You're not paying for it. Jonathan, can I just say this because this is misinformation. You are not paying for asylum seekers to stay in that hotel. It's not going to
be your... Because our hotel room is full of foreigners.
Okay, but in fairness...
Like a door is in the country, that's affecting the economy.
Okay, so that's not Tom's issue. Tom's issue isn't that he is a taxpayer is paying for it.
No, I think you should have been told that you were there because I wouldn't like it if I went in and I had young girls at a party going in and out with a few drinks and there was a load of men there in foreign languages talking. No, I wouldn't be comfortable in that situation. Now, if I was given the information beforehand...
Do you think that you should be able to ring up a hotel? So say, I don't know, I'm planning to go to Wexford and I'm going to stay in a hotel in Wexford. Do you think I should be able to ring that hotel and ask them if there are asylum seekers staying there?
Yes.
And do you think they should have to give me the answer?
Absolutely.
Why? Why
because
would it make any difference?
Because you've asked that question for a reason, Adrian.
What is the reason you might ask that question?
Because maybe he just doesn't want to be around foreign nationals, a load of men with drunken girls around the place.
Hang on. Then what if he rings and says, are there any English people staying in your hotel? I hate the English. I can't stand the English. Is there any English staying in the hotel? You wouldn't expect the hotel to answer that question.
No, but they speak English, and you can hear what's being said when they're talking, Adrian. It's a big difference.
Okay, but then is there any French or Spaniard? Hang on, no. You see, you're being ridiculous here. Ring a hotel and you say, I can't stand those greasy Italians. Are there any Italians staying in that hotel? Because I'm not going if there's Italians.
You can ask what questions you want, Adrian. But the hotel... If you ring me and I'm offering you a service, you can ask me any questions you want. And I will try to sell you the service by answering the questions, honestly.
Okay, so
that's what you're doing. You're in the service industry.
Okay,
you're dealing with the public.
If I were booking a funeral next week, Jonathan... could I ring up a pub that I was having a funeral in and say, by the way, I'm going to book this pub for my granny's funeral on the proviso that there's no travellers drinking in the pub that day. I don't want any members of the travelling community in this pub. I will only go to this pub and book it for funeral if there's no members of the travelling community there. Can I do that? Is that okay?
You can do that. Of course you can. And the landlord of that pub would say, piss off, you arsehole. People are coming into a public house.
Yes.
Or they can say, well, look, we'll make sure that doesn't happen for the day. That's in it.
Well, no
pub is going to say that.
We all know the travellers get barred out pubs all across the
country.
But
you believe that as a guest in a hotel, you have
a
right.
As a paying guest
in a hotel, you have a right to know who else is staying in that hotel.
No, the specific question, I said, it should have been told beforehand. There's a load of foreign, the hotel has got foreign nationals and immigrants or whatever people call
them. All hotels have foreign nationals. That's the whole idea of a bloody hotel.
Not in groups of fucking men standing around, Adrian, coughing, smoking and bleeding.
So now I'm going to ask, is there men hanging around having a cigarette outside your hotel? I mean, listen to how ridiculous you sound.
You're not listening to me, you see.
Okay, but I'm telling you,
if I booked the hotel and I was going to a party and there was going to be a few kids that would be drinks being taken and you were going to go in, and then you walk outside and there's loads of fucking foreign men speaking foreign languages and they're all mumbling and making smart remarks and story remarks that you can't understand because you don't know what they're saying, I would be uncomfortable in that situation. Yes, I would.
Okay, but let me ask you a question. Supposing then you were in this hotel and there was a group of 30 Turkish men that don't speak English or whatever. Would that bother you?
But did they pay for their own rooms?
No. I just wanted to say before I tell you the answer, would that bother you?
I would probably be uncomfortable, yeah.
Okay, then you find out it's Galatasaray, a Turkish football team, and it's 30 Turkish footballers who are coming over to play Shamrock Rovers, and then they'll be going.
Yeah, but that's not what you're dealing with. Sorry, you're complaining again, Eddie, because that's not what we're dealing with.
No, I'm
the lads in this hotel are not Galatasaray fucking football players.
No, but I'm trying to work. But what difference does it
make? I'm explaining to you. You look what's going on across in England at the minute, and they're all rolls back up into one. People are uncertain of what they don't know anymore, Jeremy. We're not the welcoming nation that we used to be because. We're fucking scared of everything that's happening.
Why would you not have a problem with a Turkish football team, Galatasaray, in the hotel room, but you would have a problem with 30
men? Because you know all the Galatasaray players who are, Jeremy. You know who they all fucking are. That's the difference.
But what's the difference?
You don't know these people.
It's a group of men who speak a foreign language all hanging around the hotel. Same thing.
That we are not even sure who these people are. No. If the Galatasaray football team is hanging around there and something happens, you can trace all them players back.
Okay.
You can see
so
who they are.
So the bottom line is, as far as you're concerned, you have a right, or you should have a right, to ring a hotel and say, are you housing asylum seekers? And they should answer that question.
Of course they shouldn't. If you say yes, there is, then your decision then to not do business with that hotel or do business if you want to. But
okay,
as a paying
customer, you should
be allowed to ask the question and give me the answer.
Tom, who had his wife's 40th in the hotel the other day, didn't ask the question, nor was he told, and only found out on the night that it appeared that there were a load of foreign nationals staying in the hotel. A load of asylum seekers staying in the hotel.
We don't even know what to call these people. Asylum seekers, foreign nationals, refugees. What are they? They're men.
Okay, but the fact of the matter is, he's now looking for his money back for the hotel room.
Tom never asked the question. That's grand. Okay, I would be asking no questions before I go anywhere. If I go anywhere, I would be asking no questions. So I know where I'm spending my money. So I want to do business with that hotel.
So there's a big difference. Let me just ask this question. So there's a big difference between 30 men from a football team in Turkey and 30 men from Somalia. Is that what you're saying?
There's a big difference in terms of 30 men, you know exactly who they are, and 30 men, you may know who
I couldn't name one. I couldn't name one player off that.
No, you'd be able to find out.
Knows who they are. That's the point I'm getting at. The people in power know who the 30 Galatasaray players are. We're guessing. We might know 15 of the other ones.
But surely the state knows who all the if they are
no,
from...
No, they don't. They said they don't know them all, Jeremy. Now, come on, you're going over rehashing ground here. Just make it silly.
Okay, is Tom, in your opinion, entitled to his money back? Or should he be entitled to his money back?
No.
No.
I can understand why he's upset about it, but no, because he never asked the question. He didn't do due diligence before he went and booked it. I would be asking, because the way this country is at the minute, any hotel I'd be going to, I would be asking that question.
But Jonathan,
that's the question I'd be asking. Yeah.
But Jonathan, the hotel aren't going to tell you. We rang the hotel ourselves to tell them we were talking about this.
Well, then I wouldn't be doing business with them. If they wouldn't answer the question, Jeremy, I wouldn't do business with
okay,
them.
Okay, so imagine...
That's the answer.
Okay, imagine then, Jonathan, I'm running a competition. We're going to be running lots of competitions and Opinions Matter over the coming weeks and months, yeah? And we're running a competition today for a weekend stay in a hotel in, I don't know, Enniscorthy. And you win it. Are you going to ring that hotel before you take that free gift from us and find out if there's asylum seekers in the hotel?
No. Because I'm not going to bring a group of people with me. It's going to be me, probably me, partner, spending a couple of days in the hotel room enjoying ourselves. Fuck the outside. But when you book the function room, you know you're going to have people around their own, girls and boys, a few drinks in, some staying over at the hotel, wearing a short little skirts and all the rest of it. I would not be comfortable, that's all I'm saying to you, with a gang of big group of people I bought to the hotel to give the hotel my money and book rooms and stay and pay for the food and all the rest of it.
Okay, but as I said, and we have to make this clear, there is no suggestion from Tom's very, very, very long email that there were any gatecrashing their party or anything like that. Nothing like that.
But he did say there was a couple of the lads making sexual romance.
Outside the front door of the hotel.
Right,
outside the door.
Fair enough. And that's what I'm saying. So look, you have it. It's just too much uncertainty in this country at the minute. And it's just going to keep on rounds here. Because every topic you talk about from here on in is going to be the same thing. There's too much uncertainty. We can't trust the people in charge to protect us from what they're letting into the country. So everyone is on edge. And that will continue until they get a hold of it. You only have to look across to England and what's going on over there now. And it's just more and more panic and anxiety setting in when it comes to foreign lads.
Stay there for a second. I want to bring
and I have to go now, boys.
All right, come on. Look, Anya, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anya?
Hey, you guys.
What do you make, firstly, of Tom being annoyed that there were a load of asylum seekers in the hotel on Saturday, and then Jonathan just now saying that he would ring a hotel and ask if they're housing asylum seekers?
They're not going to say in the hotel whether there's asylum seekers or not. They're not going to give out that information.
Yeah, like we said, we rang the actual hotel and they didn't answer the question for us. I happen to know, because I know the hotel that we're talking about here, I happen to know that there are asylum seekers in this particular hotel, but the hotel wouldn't officially confirm this to us on the phone when we rang.
Yeah, they wouldn't confirm it.
So
they wouldn't confirm it.
Can you understand why Tom is annoyed? Because the place was, when we arrived on Saturday evening, outside the hotel was like a ghetto. Dozens of those asylum seekers hanging around outside. Turns out loads of the rooms in the hotel housed them, and the hotel never told us. Do you think a hotel should be telling paying customers, by the way, there are asylum seekers in our hotel?
No.
It's none of your business.
Exactly.
And can you understand why this guy Tom is annoyed? He says that family and friends were harassed on their way into the hotel. I don't know, I think he may be exaggerating. He says, we booked a ghetto, not a three-star hotel. But can you understand why, with these lads hanging around outside...
I only picked up on that now. He's talking, it's only a three-star hotel, and he's making out that he was after booking the Shelburne or something like that. It's a three-star hotel.
They booked it for the function room.
But a three-star hotel, you weren't a big spender, Tom. A three-star hotel is just a step up from a guest house.
But the fact of the matter is they booked a room, they had guests, many of them actually stayed the night in the hotel.
Let's ask Anya. Anya, would it bother you to have, and I can't believe we even have to ask this question, would it bother you to have a party or a do or a get together or whatever in a hotel, knowing that there was asylum seekers being housed there?
No, it wouldn't bother me at all, because at the end of the day, I'd be focusing on the event that I was after booking it for.
But as he said, on the way in is where they started getting a bit, well, he claims, now I don't know how true this is, when we arrived on Saturday evening, outside the hotel was like a ghetto, dozens of those asylum seekers hanging around. They were intimidating to our family and friends arriving, hanging around our cars, and one of them said something sexual to my sister-in-law. Now, nobody wants that when they're arriving at a hotel.
No one, especially what one of them said to his sister-in-law, nobody wants that, absolutely not. That's disgraceful, I think. But at the end of the day, there is a little bit of over-exaggeration as well in that, so there is.
So you don't believe that you have any right to know when you ask a hotel, are there asylum seekers staying there? You have no right to know the answer to that?
No. Sure, I live beside a hotel. There's actually two hotels that I live beside, and one of them is full of asylum seekers. And the first hotel that I live beside, I won't name the hotel, but the hotel that I live beside, the business is still going ahead, and I haven't seen any problems.
Okay, so they are housing, some of the rooms are being used for asylum seekers, and then it's business as normal in the rest of the hotel.
Yeah. Right.
So that's exactly the sort of hotel that Tom is talking about, and he's annoyed because he feels his guests, his family, his friends were being harassed outside the hotel by these asylum seekers.
Again, I feel like he's just over exaggerating a little bit in relation to saying that. And okay, again, so I'm sorry.
He said several times, "I'm not a racist, just a pissed off paying customer." But you would put him in the racist category, would you?
Yeah, I would. If he's calling them ghettos, that is a form of racist.
It is, I agree with you. It is. To say that a place looks like a ghetto just because it's black, let's be call it spade a spade, it's black people hanging outside.
A ghetto can be white people as well, for God's sake. If there was a load of people, a load of heads hanging around outside the hotel.
He wouldn't have even contacted us.
Well, stay there for a second, if you can, please, Anya. I want to bring in Neil with his opinion on this.
Who else is there? I know for a fact, lads, that myself and the wife went into a hotel and there was loads of refugees there, okay? I do know this for a fact. My wife is terrified. Don't ask me why she's terrified. She just is, okay? A lot of Irish people are terrified, and we don't know. They have no clue what they are. If there's gangs of them in the hotel, my wife would walk out and she'd say, "Leave them with the fucking money. I'm not going there. I'm not going there. I'm terrified." That's what would happen. That's the way it is. Cheers, lads.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Darren.
How's life, Adrian?
Good, thanks, Darren. Do you have a right to get an answer to that question? If you ring a hotel, are there asylum seekers staying in your hotel? Have you a right to know?
Well, if you ask the question when you're booking it and they refuse to tell you, in my opinion, they should be telling you. And if I was booking a hotel, no matter where I was in the country, I'd be asking if there's asylum seekers in it. And Jeremy is assuming that they're all black. How do you know they're all black?
Well, that's a good question, actually. He never said anything about blacks in his message.
He said Somalia.
Yes, he said Somalia. Well, I presume, maybe I'm wrong to presume, I presume.
You're presuming. Well, to presume Jeremy is racist, no?
No, it's not. So don't try and split hairs. They're from Somalia. I don't know how he knows that, but he said they're from Somalia. I doubt they're pale-skinned with ginger hair now, okay, if they're coming from Somalia.
They're from Somalia, yeah, they're black, but not every one of them are from Somalia.
They're black and this particular group of asylum seekers are Somalian and they're black. So there you go.
How did he even find that out?
I don't know. Yep.
If you booked the hotel and the exact same situation happened to you, let's say you booked a lovely hotel in Gran Canaria, and we all know how you love your fancy hotels, yeah?
Yep.
And let's say there was a heap of roadworks or building going on in the hotel you were staying in, and you couldn't get any sleep. The whole holiday was ruined. Would you be pissed off?
That is the worst comparison that I've ever heard.
Would you be pissed off, Jeremy? Would you be pissed off?
Well, yeah, but Why would you be pissed off? The asylum seekers in this hotel, I don't think...
Jeremy, let me finish.
You asked me a question.
Why would you be pissed off?
The asylum seekers being housed in this hotel are not up digging roads at 3 o'clock in the morning, are they, Agent?
Why would you be pissed off?
Why would I be pissed off? Because
why would you be pissed off?
Because it would disturb my nighttime sleep. That's why.
Because they didn't tell you. Because they didn't tell you there was half that was going on. That's why you'd be pissed off.
Yeah,
and you'd be the first person to moan on this podcast about it. It's the very same with this. The hotel should be telling people. And why do you think they aren't telling people? Because they know people will not stay there if they know there's asylum seekers.
No, sorry, that's not true. Most people...
It's probably for, probably for GDPR reasons that they won't give the answer.
Yeah, that's the PC way of saying it. That's the PC way of saying it.
You see, most people are more tolerant than you are. You're not a very tolerant person.
Jeremy, I'm around more foreign people every day than you are in your whole life.
Okay, so but Darren, again, if I were to give you a weekend away in a hotel down the country, would you ring that hotel first and find out if there were asylum seekers in the hotel?
I probably would, yeah.
You probably would. And then if there were, you wouldn't stay, is that right?
I didn't say that, Lou.
But would you stay?
Well, if I went to a hotel and seen a heap of people loitering around and hanging around, Jeremy is the first person to give out about young lads loitering. But the minute they're black, he doesn't say a fucking word about it. Absolute pathetic, so it is.
Okay, you believe you should be able to find out whether there are asylum seekers staying in a hotel for you to make your own mind.
Does that not fall under GDPR, no?
I don't think any hotel is going to answer that question for you.
So, but the arrogance of even I want to know who's staying in the hotel I'm staying in. The arrogance of you, Darren. That's absolute arrogance.
How is that arrogant? How is that arrogant?
I want to know the nationality of everybody that's in the hotel.
I never said nationality.
Well, you do. Okay, but let's say continents then, because if they're from Africa, get them out of the hotel. Get them out of the hotel.
What's your obsession with Africa? Not every single economic migrant coming into this country is from Africa. In fact, majority of them are not. And what are you talking about?
In this particular case, they are from Somalia. Now, the last time I looked, Darren, Somalia is in Africa. Am I wrong, Adrian?
No, but there are...
we don't know for a fact.
There are asylum seekers from Syria, from Afghanistan, from Iraq, you name it.
We just have Tom's words. Tom said they were from Somalia. I don't know, did he ask a member of staff? They're from Somalia, is what he said.
Anya, what do you make...
You're trying your best, Anya, what do you make of that?
Darren arguing that he has a right to know who's staying in the hotel, whether they are housing asylum seekers or not.
No, you don't. Like, they can't give out that information. They can't. If you're looking to book in a hotel that have asylum seekers, they are within their rights not to give you that information.
But Darren,
they're in their right to give you the information.
Darren, you believe that they should be able to give you that information. Now, as I said...
Well, if you ask them, are they going to lie to you and say no if there is? Or what will they say to you? They're not allowed to disclose that information.
Yes, well, the answer we got when we rang earlier on was, I'll have to talk to my manager. That was the answer we got. And we still haven't heard back from them. And they can contact us at any time. I happen to know only by fluke, because I know the hotel... that they are and do house asylum seekers, but as Anya said, business continues as usual in the rest of the hotel. You want to know?
Mayor, Jeremy said there a few minutes back that he doesn't want to name the hotel in case the far right mob goes to the hotel.
Yeah, 100%.
Jeremy, it's not to do with going to the hotel to protest. People want to know so they won't book the hotel.
That's not the reason. I'm telling you now.
I'm telling you now, if we
name this hotel, look what happened in Coolock with the Crown Paints factory.
That's different. No,
it's not different. It's absolutely the same.
It is different.
There were a cohort, and I'm not putting you in this bracket by any stretch of the imagination.
Yes, you are.
I just said I'm not. There are a cohort of people out there who...
I'm not racist, but...
No, again, there are a cohort of people out there, Darren, that would gladly turn up at this hotel and either stage a protest outside it, get the hotel boycotted because they're housing asylum seekers, or even worse, might cause criminal damage to the hotel.
No, see, that's just assuming. No, people want to know because they won't want to book that hotel.
Sorry, who's going to book a hotel 100 yards down the road from where they live? Would you cop on to yourself? This podcast is primarily an Irish podcast, so nobody in Australia is going to hear this podcast and go, oh, God, that bloody hotel is asylum seekers. I'm not going there. They don't hear the podcast. So the only people that listen to this podcast are Irish. Irish people are not going to be booking a hotel in Dublin to say
no, but you could be booking a hotel down in Carlow or down in Kilkenny or whatever.
Well, I'm not. Did you just say only Irish people listen to this podcast?
Well, pretty much, yeah.
That's
it's not only Irish
completely people. Wrong. That's a bit racist if you ask me.
80% of our audience is in Ireland. The other 20% is outside the country. But anyway, okay, you feel you have a right to know who is staying in the hotel.
Yeah, I wouldn't personally care if there was a haven of asylum seekers in a hotel. I would care if they were out loitering and making comments to people going in and out of the hotel. That's the problem.
Okay, now that's allegedly. That's allegedly. I've only got his word to go on, but allegedly. But again, they were in the hotel. They had the function room booked. They had their little party. There was no gatecrashers of foreign nationals all coming in to do rock the boat on the floor. None of that. They just happened to be hanging around outside the hotel, which is something you see quite often. Stay there for a second, Darren. I want to bring in Jasmine in just a second. But before that, Trevor has been in touch.
What's the story, Adrian, Jeremy? Trevor here. You know what? I doubt you'll put this out on the air. But the unfortunate thing is, and I honestly couldn't give a fuck who comes in now this country, but when you're talking about groups of lads hanging out in a hotel where girls are drinking, you're talking about lads who come from countries where they have no respect for women. The women have to fucking dress so that you can barely see their ankles. So you have the Irish girls going around, that's going to be shit. It's going to be a very uncomfortable situation. Some of these lads ain't used to seeing it, you know what I mean? They get the extra bit of woody going. No, it's not right. You manage to get a refund. But again, I doubt you'll put this out on the air, but anyway, have a good show, boys. Can't wait to hear the rest of it. Todd's there. Trevor.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Jasmine, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Jasmine.
Hiya.
Well, Jasmine, you've heard what the original message from Tom about the 40th on Saturday. You've heard Darren and Jonathan both saying you have a right to know if a hotel is housing asylum seekers. What do you think of this?
So, say if it wasn't race and it was a homeless hub and you were going to spend 200, 300, 400 euro for a hotel, because hotels are mad money now, would you stay there?
If it was also housing homeless people?
Yeah, like just homeless people. Like, we're just full of homeless people, because this is what the asylum seekers basically are. They're over here and they're homeless and they're living here, but they're just all men.
Do you see... Okay, so I'm lost to understand the argument you're making here. If I were to turn around and say, I'm annoyed that my party on Saturday, there was homeless people staying in the hotel... people would jump down your throat, wouldn't they?
Yeah, like they would. And it's not the fact that they're just homeless people. Like, these are people living here. You know, they're being fed, they're living. Like, it's different than staying in a luxury hotel. You stay in a hotel for like a treat, you know. And for them to be like asylum seekers then, and they're not just homeless people. Like, they're coming over here to benefit from us. A lot of them are. They're economic migrants. Let's be real here.
Okay, do you believe people have a cheek to be complaining about them being in a hotel? A cheek to be demanding their money back because there was asylum seekers in the hotel? Or do you understand where they're coming from?
I understand. Like, if I was to have a party in a hotel and there were people living there like asylum seekers, I would be pissed off too. Would you not? Would you not be pissed off saying there's hundreds of men living in this hotel and I'm paying good money to be surrounded by...
Jasmine, somebody, be it the European Union or the government or whoever, somebody is paying good money to house asylum seekers in the hotel. It may not be the people themselves, but money is being paid to house them in that hotel.
Yeah, and they're making an absolute fortune, and then they're open to get more people, more money from the public. Like, I think that's a disgrace. Asylum seekers came here, so they're still benefiting.
I agree. The demand for hotel space in Ireland is huge. That's led to massive price increases. And some of it, not all of it, but some of it is to do with the fact that hotels are housing asylum seekers. Some hotels are.
Yeah, it's to do because it's supply and demand, because they're housing all the asylum seekers and they're getting after hundreds and thousands. And then if we want to stay somewhere, like, to go on a holiday in Ireland is absolutely chaotic money.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not going to argue.
This guy, Tom,
has the party. There's a gang of asylum seekers hanging around outside the hotel. Because they've shag all else to do, let's be honest. So they just kind of hang around a bit.
They sit around, they drink, they're drinking all day. They're getting money vouchers for like Aldi and Lidl. Like it is, this is proven. So their money that they're getting them in their
bank, they're spending on rooms. Should I be entitled to an answer if I ring a hotel and say, listen, I'm having a party there on Saturday. We were just wondering, are there any foreign, are you housing any asylum seekers? Do you think the hotel should have to answer that question?
Yeah, definitely. They should.
And if you got an answer, well, yes, we do. We have, I don't know, 80 men staying in this hotel. Would you then say, oh, okay, I won't have my party there then?
I definitely would, yeah. Why would I spend €1,000 to have a party in a hotel and then there's people living there? Asylum seekers living there. I think the Irish have gone very sour because we're struggling to stay out on the normal.
Okay, but to go back to the start, go back to what you said at the start, if we were homeless people in the hotel, would you have an issue?
If they were living there and it was a homeless hub, yeah, I would, because it's not the fact that they're homeless. I do have so much respect for people that are homeless, but that's their homeless hub. That's where they're living. Why should we be booking? Why should I be open to the public for people to come in, spend loads of money, and okay, they're just sitting around and looking?
So what you're saying is, if a hotel is being used to house asylum seekers or to house the homeless, it should do that only. It shouldn't have the general public.
They're getting money from the government. They're getting a lot of money from the government, and I think it's very greedy of the hotels. Think back in COVID there when the hotels were all complaining that nobody was staying and they didn't have any money and they wanted people to stay back in the hotels. Now they're getting all the money for the refugees and the asylum seekers and they're still open and charging chaotic money for the Irish to go and stay or tourists to go and stay on top of that. I think it's ridiculous, to be honest.
All right, so you would cancel a party if you found out the hotel that you were planning to have it in was housing asylum seekers. You'd just call the party, yeah. You'd move the party elsewhere.
Oh, God, yeah, definitely.
And would you class yourself as a racist?
No, I wouldn't class myself as a racist. I have family and friends that are different races. And I've had this conversation with them over the asylum seekers, and they all agree as well. You know, it's different when people are coming here to work and... they found it very hard to get to Ireland and all this stuff, and then there's people coming into the country and getting handed everything. I have a friend, she's from Venezuela. Her family can't get over here because of different rules and something to do with visas, and things got lost in the make. And her family can't come to Ireland, but yet I'm like, make sense, because here's refugees and asylum seekers come to Ireland. Like, why can't you get your family over here? And
that does seem a little bit unfair. But again, I want to zone in on this particular hotel that does have a number of asylum seekers staying in the hotel, but it's business as usual as well. The bars are open, the restaurants open, they have functions in the function room. And as I said, I happen to know the hotel. You would ring that hotel and ask, are there asylum seekers staying there? And if they said yes, which they probably won't, you'd cancel the night.
I definitely would, yeah. Being to a hotel before was Mother's Day last year, and there was asylum seekers, and I felt so uncomfortable, and I'd never go back to the hotel again. That was a local hotel.
You felt so uncomfortable for what?
I felt so uncomfortable. Like, men lounging around, like, it was just uncomfortable staring in while we were all having a meal. It was weird.
Stay there for a second. Anthony, what do you make of what you're hearing here from Jasmine and other callers? They would cancel the party. They would they demand the right to know before booking a hotel whether or not there are asylum seekers there.
Well, first of all, if people say they would demand to know, they have no right to demand to know for the hotels, because they have rights as well. They have rights to privacy. Plus, what if people are calling for this info? What if they're just... say far-right scum who want to know if photos are there so they can show up and cause violence. They can have a crowd of those bastards showing up and they'd be with the photographer and say, you know, get them out! Or you're going to have violence with arson attacks. You're going to have people being beaten up. It's just going to be chaotic. So, no, they have no right to make demands to know a photo at these hotels. And that man, Tom, who sent in the message, he is just a damn racist in what he was saying.
Okay, but Jasmine here. Jasmine here has said the exact same thing. If she found out the hotel she was having a party in was housing asylum seekers, she'd cancel the party.
Well, she should know the fact that she would have no right to demand to her photo at this hotel, because they have rights as well. They have rights to privacy.
Okay, well, like, what about that, Jasmine?
We can't call hotels and demand to know if travelers are going to be there, because that is just wrong.
Yes, I already gave an example. I say I don't like, I don't know, Italian people. Can I ring the hotel and say, are there any Italians staying in your hotel? I don't like Italians. No, they wouldn't give you the answer to that. So what's the difference here, Jasmine? If I rang and said, go on.
I was saying, so if they were housed there, do you think they not have the right to just stay there where they're staying and not have people coming in and having a party? Do you not think that's wrong?
Oh, they're entitled
to... I think that's wrong on many levels.
Well, no, all they're really getting out of the hotel is a bedroom.
And they're not. They're getting fed and chauffeured around.
No, they're not getting chauffeured around now. Relax there. They might put on a bus. It's not a chauffeur.
That's chauffeured. They're getting on buses too, and they're waiting for them, and they're getting brought back. That's chauffeured around.
But why? Why should a hotel not be providing normal service as well as asylum seekers service?
Because they're getting hundreds of thousands of money.
What's that got to do with anything?
They're getting a lot of money to have these particular people in their hotel. They shouldn't be benefiting off us, and we shouldn't be spending so much money to stay in this place as a holiday when they're living there. It's different when someone's living somewhere for free, the way they treat a place.
So people are spending money. So what, you feel sorry for them, God love them, that other people are in their house?
No, I'm saying for us to stay in a hotel and we're spending such amount of money to stay where someone is living there for free. Do you not agree? If someone had something for free, they spend a lot of money, they treat somewhere different.
Hang on, Jasmine. They're not staying there for free. Somebody is paying. The hotel aren't putting them up for nothing.
They are getting it for free. Them people are getting it for free.
Okay.
The government are paying, but they are getting it for free.
All right. Anthony, she doesn't want to be in a hotel where there are asylum seekers because they don't respect the place. They get it for free. And she wants to be where everybody is paying, basically.
Well, she's making a lot of assumptions that asylum seekers don't respect the place. What about Irish people who go to hotels and they cause trouble? What about that, for example?
Jasmine. Okay, Anthony, take a breather. Jasmine, as well, if I was on this podcast right now, and I get the point you're trying to make, but if I was on this podcast now, Jasmine, and I was saying I was giving out about going to my local doctors to get an appointment, and I couldn't be seen because there was a load of medical card holders before me.
Yeah.
And I've said before, and I've got into trouble, I've said before that I should be treated first in a hotel waiting room, or in a hospital GP waiting room, because I pay for my GP visits. What's different between me saying that and what you're saying? Do you think I should?
I kind of agree with that as well. If someone's paying, like my doctor's €75, like if I had to get an appointment to pay €75 and someone's getting it for free, now if they had it in medical emergency, yeah, they should go ahead of you. But like you're sitting in a room and they're all getting it for free and you're paying €75 to your doctor and you're waiting a week. I think that's ridiculous.
Jeez, I've met my partner in crime. You actually agree with me? This happened to me, by the way, and it's something we'll talk about maybe tomorrow. This happened to me over the Christmas and I was so pissed off. I think if you are, different topic I know, but it's the same argument that she's making there. If you're paying for a visit to a GP, minus 65 a visit, why should I not be able to go ahead to someone who's paying zilch?
Somebody is paying. They may not be paying, but somebody is paying. They're not getting the doctor for free.
So I have another argument here. If you know yourself, we all get sick and some things are more serious than others. If you're paying and you're not really that serious, you're going to say, oh, do you know what, 60, 75 quid, I could really do without doing the doctor's this week. And you wouldn't book in. But if you're going free and you're like, oh, have a head cold, could do with a few tablets, you're going to book in. Do you know, because it's free, it's nothing to you.
It's the exact same.
That's the way I see it.
It's the exact same when I fly on planes on Ryanair, I always book priority, yeah?
What's that get you? On the plane first.
Yes, but you're paying. You pay extra for that thing. So the people who don't pay don't get on first. It's the same with a doctor's surgery.
Well, it's not.
Well, it is.
Getting on a Ryanair plane is not the same as a doctor's surgery. Let me bring in more of your opinions on this. Claire has been in touch.
Hi, guys. Happy New Year. No, I think your man has a right. He should be entitled to a refund because most people are afraid of these asylum seekers. Like, I have my reason for being afraid of them, and even walking past at the shop or at the bookies, they're sitting in crowds of six or sevens, and they're very, very intimidating. So, yeah, I think he should have got his money's back, or he's entitled to it.
This narrative from Claire there, everybody is afraid of asylum seekers.
No,
like,
I'm not afraid of them.
What are you on about, Claire? Everybody's afraid of them. Edward, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Edward?
What's the story, lads? How are you?
Good. What did you want to say, Edward?
Well, I mean, he does have a right to get his money back as a customer, yeah. But, like, the thing is, say if, because there are loads of people making fun of people that are, say, for example, visually impaired. And if they were to ask a hotel, are there any visually impaired people staying? Like, why should a hotel tell them who's staying? No, the hotel shouldn't really tell who's staying, but they do have a right to get their money back if they're feeling any discomfort. I mean, I'm kind of 50-50 on that situation.
Okay, so he alleges that family and friends on their way into the party were being intimidated outside the hotel. Again, just allegations. But what I'm hearing from other people is... like that message there a second ago, we're afraid of asylum seekers. Sorry, Jasmine, you were actually trying to talk there. Are you afraid of asylum seekers?
Not afraid of asylum seekers, but I'd be afraid of group. Like, if you walked by, say, in a group of men just standing around drinking, would you feel like, oh, you wouldn't be afraid, but would you be like, oh, you know, a little bit hanging outside? What's the difference with asylum seeker men?
Okay, Edward, it can be intimidating if there's a group of asylum seekers hanging around outside the hotel that they're staying in. And by the way, you see this regularly in most hotels that are housing asylum seekers.
Yeah, okay. I mean, the guards are, for example, the guards are afraid of travelers. They can't do anything about it, I heard. Like, I mean, yeah, like, that's okay. If you're afraid of it, that's, you know, that's absolutely fine. I'm not judging anybody that's afraid of asylum seekers or anyone. But my point is, if you're feeling any discomfort, you should get your money back.
Okay, so money back for all of the customers. Let me bring in Grace.
I worked in a hotel that had asylum seekers in it, and if somebody called up and said, "Do you have asylum seekers staying?" I would say, "We do have a non-national group staying in the hotel." And it was their choice if they wanted to book or not. Here's the thing. Every hotel gets tour groups every single year. You can get them from China. You can get them from America. You can get them from France. You can't choose their skin colour. You can't choose whether they're male or female. They are tour groups that come in. They pay for the rooms. I understand people feel uncomfortable. I think it's more so because the asylum seekers are getting them for free. But I don't know about anybody else. When I go to a hotel, I don't go to a hotel to see who's around me, or, you know, they're not going to be sitting on your knee when you're having your dinner. Unless they made me feel uncomfortable or they were causing some kind of trouble in the building, then yeah, you're perfectly within your rights to say, "I booked this room, I paid for it. I didn't get a good night's sleep because they were causing trouble. They were bouncing off the walls till 4 o'clock in the morning." That's fine. But that could happen if you go to a wedding, if you go to a hotel that has a wedding on and there's trouble at the wedding and people are bouncing off the walls, you don't get a good night's sleep, or they're falling around the place drunk and you don't enjoy your stay, you can go and you can complain. But to go to the hotel and say, "I want a refund because they didn't tell me that there was asylum seekers staying," they are not obligated to tell you who is in what room.
All right, thanks very much indeed. And one final message we'll squeeze in from Sharon.
Hi guys, how are things? Happy New Year to you all. I wouldn't have a problem staying in the hotel with asylum seekers or anybody from any nationality from all over the world. What would bother me is the loitering outside. I feel they shouldn't be allowed to loiter. Nobody should be allowed to loiter outside a hotel for long periods of time, because it is very intimidating, be it a group of young Irish men and women or whoever. It's just intimidating to see a load of people standing there when you're walking in and they're shouting at you or saying things to you. But staying in the hotel wouldn't bother me at all. Just the loitering would bother me.
All right, Sharon. And then finally, a message that we got, Jeremy. I will.
You don't need to read it for my benefit. I've already read anything.
Hi, this is my first time listening to your show in years, and I now know why. No wonder nobody listens to this shite. Oh, and we had 3.1 million listens last year, just to let you know. Anyway, neither of you have the balls to say how you really feel. You've sold your soul to the government.
Yes, we have.
Name the hotel. It's your duty to name the hotel. And if you don't tell us, I'll make sure that this is your last ever, oh jeez, your last ever show. Ooh. Take this seriously. Ooh. We want the name of the hotel now.
In capital letters.
You have
letters.
10 minutes
capital
to comply. Who wrote this shite? You've 10 minutes to comply. The worst thing you can do now is ignore this from the Irish First Concerned Parents.
Oh.
Okay, the name of the hotel is...
Go Fuck Yourself.
Is that the name of it?
That's the name of the hotel. If you honestly think... Sorry, can I just say to that person... And by the way...
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, well, I will. But
that
I will.
Has to be somebody taking the piss.
No, have you not seen the... No, sorry, this person, by the way, you're lying when you say you haven't... Everybody that sends a message to this podcast, yeah?
Yeah,
we have all the messages going back. So you last sent a message to... Can I give out his name?
No, it doesn't matter.
No, his first name,
doesn't
Dez. Matter. No, Dez is his name.
Dez, good luck.
Dez, you messaged us about a year ago, so yeah. Stop bullshitting.
Have a
comply. Comply now.
Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next Opinions Matter podcast.